Go ahead. Awesome.
Welcome back to Genius.
You nailed it.
I froze a little bit. You know nailed when they say it. Like it's fight or flight and then some people just freeze?
Yeah, that was your freeze moment?
That was me. That's my first freeze I've ever had, guys. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome
the number
back
one
to
Apple
Genius.
Podcast.
Are you all right?
In the world, I'm not. You want to know why?
Should I call ambulance?
We need multiple ambulai. Ambulai. I feel ambulied too.
I do feel ambulied too. Mark Gurman, where are you, sir? It's like Groundhog Day. You know how the groundhog always lies? Or no, wait. He doesn't always lie. It's just always the same thing every year, right? I might have had a misinterpretation of Groundhog Day.
Change the entire plot to the movie.
I might have had a different. Yeah, you know the groundhog. He lies.
He always be lying.
Welcome back to Genius Bar. Should we start over? Like, how do we fix this? We don't?
No. This is the state of how I feel right now because Apple, they dropped some new products this week and actually more than just the MacBook Airs we'll dive into. Maybe some secret stuff you guys might not hear anywhere else.
Oh, boy.
But at the Genius Bar podcast.
Okay, wow. We're really going to reveal all the secrets.
You want to tell us what we got this week?
We got a very thinly sliced iPad. Finally, it's great. It's the best. Just kidding. We actually didn't get any of that. We got a new 13 and 15-inch MacBook Air with, this is Apple's words, not mine, the powerful M3 chip. The world's most powerful popular laptop is better than ever with even more performance, faster Wi-Fi, and support for up to 2 external displays in its strikingly thin and light design with up to 18 hours of battery life. So not a new iPad, actually. And no, like, iPad metal accessories. Nothing.
The people are pissed.
Do
you hear the people?
There's so many people. I can hear them right now. It sounds like they're going to break down my door.
Yeah, this was surprising because it came on a Monday, which is kind of weird. Apple usually drops stuff on like a Tuesday, at least in recent history. Mm-hmm. First thing I noticed, the second that I saw this press release, same wallpaper? Like, we're not even going to change the marketing wallpaper? We've had that for over a year at this point.
Yeah, I guess I just noticed that.
I was like, dude, I'm saying like too much already. Okay, I got to cut down my likes on the podcast.
Yeah, we're trying to, how should we get the audience to hold us accountable? Okay, listen, we have noticed that we say like a lot and we don't want to say like a lot anymore. So hold us accountable, train us. We need like a, damn it. We need
a counter.
Every time we say like, you guys should put a little counter in the comments. That way we can be embarrassed and eventually be trained out of it.
Every time we say the word like, take a shot.
Who? The audience?
No, us.
Then all of our views are going to go down because everyone's going to be dying.
I'm just kidding. That was a joke. And I didn't say of what. Maybe take a shot of water. Here we go.
Exactly. Of Cherry Coke Zero?
Actually, don't take a shot of anything. Just drink water at a healthy amount. But you know what's got me thinking of water?
What?
This new MacBook Air, because it's still the same blue wallpaper. I always find that Apple does this every once in a while with products, and I always sense that maybe they rushed the product a bit whenever we see something like this.
Rush it? Feels like they didn't even try.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It feels like they rushed it in the sense that they didn't even do a new wallpaper. Which that feels pretty bare bones to just make something look new.
And you know what that means? No new wallpaper means no new purchase for Sam. He only buys the new products if they come with new wallpapers. This one didn't come with a new wallpaper, so a word on the street is you did not buy a new one.
No, I think it's maybe the first Apple product I didn't buy on launch day in close to 5-6 years.
Wow, that's crazy.
And that's because if you just look at what Apple changed, okay, I want to talk about how Apple announced this because just if you can see this on YouTube or I can just explain what it is for audio listeners, this is the longest first paragraph of a press release I've ever seen from Apple.
What? What?
Trust me, but this is what I'm saying. So you'll notice that is like, that fills your entire window. If we go back to something like, I don't know, just like the Usher Road to Halftime. You see how short That is, and how it's quickly broken up into new spaces. You can go back to, I don't know, another one where Apple announced, okay, big changes here. Even the big DMA, the Digital Markets Act for the EU, you can see it's broken up pretty quickly into paragraphs.
So what the hell does that first paragraph say on the MacBook Air page?
So it says pretty much everything all in one go. But my first thing that I noticed was this launch feels different. I feel like there's been a shift inside of Apple. And so I'm like, okay, wait, who wrote the press release? Because I'm pretty familiar at this point with the Apple PR people who do this stuff. I have never heard of these two people that wrote it. It's Starline Meza and, God, they have sick names. Lizette Viviana DuPont. Dude, these people are so cool. First of all, that's why they work at Apple. But these aren't like the usual suspects. So I almost get the sense that Apple's kind of bringing in some new people.
I guess so.
For PR. I mean, maybe they've wrote some stuff before.
They're going to need to when they're not doing anything special like events or even changing the wallpaper.
Well, yeah, it's that. I noticed this first paragraph is a monster. I mean, I hate to admit it, but my ability to read this much in one go, I was like, ooh, that's quite a bit. I just put a space right here. Put a space here with its durable aluminum unibody enclosure. But then I noticed something else that feels very un-Apple-like.
Okay, go ahead.
MacBook Air continues to be the world's best consumer laptop for AI.
Yeah, that is a questionable sentence in there. That is a very questionable sentence.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Oh, Lord, I think we're going to know at Dub.
Sure.
This is what we're looking at here, sir, is a seed. We would call this a seed that is being planted.
And they have a whole section later in the press release. And I guess they give examples. So to be fair, they are back. They're saying you can do AI math assistants in GoodNotes or automatically. I do love Pixelmator Pro. That is the GOAT. CapCut is mentioned in here, which is a TikTok video editing app for desktop or mobile. They talk about how it can run AI models. But also, isn't the MacBook Pro a consumer laptop? Or would they consider that a professional grade laptop? Because I think it has a better neural engine.
Oh, my God. What would they call that?
A prep top?
A prep top, yeah. A prep top.
Was this surprising to see you? This felt like something Microsoft would say when I read this.
Well, they're definitely planting a seed here. And they're definitely like, especially not, they're not saying, hey, this is the first best laptop for AI. We continue to be the best laptop for AI. Just letting you know, it's been like this for a while. Just so you know. It definitely seems like a response to the whole Apple's behind on AI stuff. It's just them trying to be like, them saying the quiet part out loud with like, hey, we've been doing AI for a while. I just made a video about this. They have been. It's just been way more constrained. I'm curious to see like, how, if this is part of the press release for a new MacBook update, a MacBook Air update, what the hell are they going to, this is a section in the press release for a MacBook Air, what are they going to do at Dub?
I want to continue what you're saying in that thought by sort of jumping to something else that I think is parallel to that.
They're definitely going to be like, and everyone gets new AI because we've been making the best laptops for AI for this many years.
Yeah. Maybe I'm in the minority of saying that right now, I don't really think consumer and AI are a thing.
Okay.
Because I don't really find AI all that useful right now. I think it's really cool. And I think a lot of I absolutely believe that soon, it was sooner than I ever thought, AI is going to be one of those things that, it's going to be our kids and whatever will be like, oh, what? You didn't just have something that wrote bases of paragraphs and papers for you and then you change it? You know, it's really good at some things, but for actual hard, large language model stuff, I haven't really found any applicable use cases for myself.
Well, that and it's terrifying.
Yeah, sorry. I just dropped that bomb that our kids will not know a world without.
It's terrifying and it's going to kill us, but that's okay because when it kills us, I have a plan. Here's today's first ad. Oh, no, Sam. Oh, no, why are you crying, sir? Why are you crying?
I'm crying.
It's okay. You can tell everyone watching.
It's because I just thought about my best friend, John Prosser, dying. You want to know the worst part?
What?
It's not the fact that he died. It's that I got to deal with all this bullshit.
Okay,
because
he
never will.
Right.
Or trust. And now it's left to the court system, and I got to wait 7 damn years to get control of his YouTube channel to ultimately take over the world.
No, Sam, don't worry. I have done something for you.
Wait, really?
Prior to my passing, I have joined Trust and Will, everybody. Yay! Welcome back to the show, Trust and Will. Specifically, I went to trustandwill.com/genius. I got 10% off plus free document shipping, and it's great. All of my estate planning, done for me. Simple price, out the door, one-stop shop. Everything is handled for Sam. He don't got to worry about nothing, because the last thing I want to do as a best friend is to keel off here, kick the bucket, not have any estate planning done, not have any will, and just leave him in the dark. I wouldn't do that to him.
And
you shouldn't do that
to
him either.
It'd also be your son, Django, a young 3-year-old cat who's got everything to lose.
Yeah,
by then, guys, this is great. They get all your documents. You can do it all online. Then they mail out the things to you. It is absolutely incredible. They have thousands of 5-star reviews on Trustpilot. They're used by hundreds of thousands of families and counting. My family, this is not like part of the bit. My family actually does have like a trust and will for like, I think it's just a trust. When they pass, like my stuff will be handled. There's already like, they've prepaid for stuff. It's incredible. It's removed all
I'm
the stress
on there,
from
right?
me. I know. It cut out. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. My life, whenever my next loved one passes, my family is going to be stress-free so I can actually deal with the emotions. I know what you're thinking. I'm young. Nothing's going to happen to me. And that might be true
yeah.
for now. But one day, the Reaper comes for all of us.
Yeah.
So be ready.
Yeah, you do.
Trust in Will. Secure your assets and protect your loved ones with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com/genius. John, that's 10% off and free shipping when you go to trustandwill.com/genius.
You can't outrun the Reaper, but you can outrun irresponsibility.
The Screepers.
trustandwill.com/genius. Thank you, Trust and Will. You're the best. On to the show. Did you like
You're
that?
You're brilliant for that. Segu, as I used to call it.
Segu? Yeah. That's what I'm here for, all them Segus.
Yes, sir. I don't know. The AI, I guess, like you said, that's probably the most realistic thing. They're probably just planting the seed.
Yeah,
they're
but saying, it just makes me wonder what they're like, what their plan is.
I mean, we're going to get invites.
Feels very
WNBC.
Sus.
Yeah, soon though, right? Because they usually announce it around the end of March, middle of March.
Yeah. I mean, safe to assume that that's the only invite we're getting, right? No event this month, for sure. Unless,
well,
haven't they done this before where they had an event and there was some stuff that wasn't necessary to go into the event, so they dropped press invites earlier in the month, and then later in the month they did an invite for an event? Am I wrong?
That did happen back in March of 2019, but I believe that was the services event where they announced Apple TV Plus, Apple Card, Apple Arcade, I think Apple News Plus. That was that. Remember that weird?
Yeah. They held it like at a school or something.
I think this one was at Apple. That was one in 2018 that they did at a school, which looking back.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like
it was for an
era.
iPad. Like, I remember.
Yeah.
Wild. When they brought the Apple Pencil to the original iPad.
Yeah. Exactly. So no March event, I guess. This is it. This is all we're getting. According to the one and only Bloomberg's Mark Gurman.
What does Mark Gurman say?
He said new Mac, iPad, and Apple Pencil Magic Keyboard updates are coming, but don't expect the launch event. Mark, you said months ago there was going to be a launch event.
No, don't expect it. He said clearly, don't expect it. Why would you expect it? Why would you expect it? Because Mark said...
Hold on, I have to Google this. Mark Gurman,
oh
March
boy.
2024.
Are we even allowed
event,
to do this?
Okay, that was 6 days ago. I feel like there was one. Okay, of course, these are all from 6 days
ago. Yeah.
Didn't he say this in October? Here we go. Remember when Gurman said this, that Apple was planning to release the Vision Pro headset in March?
Oh, I don't think we're allowed to do this. I don't think you're allowed to go back and look at things he said incorrectly. I think this is against the rules.
I'm just reading through this. This is very interesting.
Well, I can't wait till the Vision Pro comes out this month. I'm really excited for that. Do you think it's going to be disappointing or is it going to be great?
I think it's going to be...
Is it going to live up to all the hype?
I think Vision Pro is mid.
Oh, well, I don't think you should say that before you try it.
Well, I guess I'll have to try it soon then. Basically this came out like no Apple event for the launches. However, even though Apple just... Well, Gurman basically said that there's going to be a press release drop on Apple's website. But he was very sneaky.
He always is very sneaky.
He's always very sneaky. I love this man. It's what makes him so iconic. It's what makes him my favorite rumor person of all time.
Yeah.
Because he's very fun and very cheeky. So this is what he said after this tweet where he was like, there's new stuff coming, but no launch event. So the day before the new MacBook Airs launched, he goes, a few additional points. Retail stores are low on MacBook Airs and iPad Pros. Stores are planning a minor refresh for this week. I think it's an accessory rather than a new product. And stores are planning a larger refresh early next week, which sounds more product related. So Gurman did not think we were getting these MacBook Airs this week.
But we did.
So then, considering that he specifically in this tweet, I had said, you know, he was like, new MacBook Airs and iPads are low, and there's a major, larger refresh happening next week.
Yes.
That's him basically saying like, oh, it's going to be iPad next week.
That's what you would think.
Yeah, based on the words written, that's what you would think. So I said this, and it caused a whole kerfuffle.
You said what?
Well, it's deleted now. Okay. I had to retract what I said on Apple Track because I had posted a tweet that I think was exactly along the lines of new iPads likely releasing next week, according to Mark Gurman.
Okay.
Which I think based off of what he said is one-to-one. They're likely coming.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say 100%. I didn't say the iPad Pro specifically. I said new iPads likely coming next week, considering that he literally said a major refresh is happening next week and we already got the MacBook Air.
Yeah.
Yeah, he asked me to retract it, and then there are a lot of people that were like,
you might need to change the name
worst?
To Apple Retract.
Yeah, and I was like, somehow I'm always the bad guy. And I don't understand. I feel like I just take people's words and put them in a larger audience, and people are like, you can't do that. You can't be doing that, pal.
You can't read into what I'm saying.
Yeah. You can't type what I said in a different way.
Yeah, so, that's not allowed. And he demanded a retraction, and it has since been retracted. But it's really seeming like he doesn't know what's happening. Seems like they've confused even Mark Gurman.
Maybe things have gotten switched up. I'm trying to find if I can see.
He tweets a lot.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what we do out here. I'd be tweeting too. Oh, here we go. Found it.
I never said that. Not even close. I'm asking for not even close, Mark.
See, like, that's what I'm saying. That's not... it doesn't even matter. It's all good. It's all goofs here. That was great. That's really, really good.
Don't you ever say I did.
But, like, I think it was just, like, seeing, like, somebody, Zach, who I love, obviously memeing, and then people be like, yeah, likes to steal content. Apple
Thank
tracking
you, US Tesla.
And I'm just like... I shouldn't let it get to me. I'm not gonna lie. I was upset for like 5 minutes, which is usually 12 seconds.
I'm asking for a retraction on that. Sad.
It's been retracted since, but no, I wasn't sad. I was just like, ugh, I'm gonna go work at Walmart for like 5 minutes. That's how I felt when anyone criticizes me.
Okay, so what the fuck is happening then?
Okay. Lay out your vision.
If he said, if iPads come next week, he's gonna be like, "Told you."
I should repost the exact same tweet.
Like he's gonna say, "I told you so," or he's gonna, or the typical Mark Gurman thing, as expected. New like, iPads as expected,
as outlined last November in my Power On subscription newsletter. New iPads in March, which fair enough.
It just happened to be in this right under the paragraph about Vision Pro coming in March 2024. We won't talk about that paragraph. Only this one.
Yeah.
So, what about a release every Monday?
here's what's making me think it's not going to be next week.
Okay.
Because if you look further at what Marcus has been saying, Marcus also
I feel like
is
he's
like,
not the one we should be taking it from, though, at this point.
Yes and no, but he also mentions this. When the new MacBook Air came, he was like, well, new MacBook Air today, more to come. So he's like, Apple's not done. He talks about this accessory that he previewed. Okay, wait, no, it does sound like overnight because he follows up by saying the
what
MacBook Airs are coming on Friday, followed by the minor refresh.
What?
So that sounds like it is going to be the major refresh next week.
Wait, what? Here's the accessory.
Zach
the
Hall
new
kills me.
Dude.
If LeBron was a technology reporter, he'd be you.
Okay. Oh, dude. What?
So this is, okay, this is the final cap because I know everything's confusing.
How is it just getting worse every time he talks?
He said, I've written that the special version of iOS 17.4 for the new iPad Pro isn't scheduled to be ready until the end of the month. That doesn't align with an announcement this week. What? So is that saying next week or is that saying the end of the month? Can I tell you why I'm so concerned about this?
What the fuck?
Go ahead. Because we both have a flight on Tuesday.
We do. We are leaving.
So it's sounding like my ass is going to have to be up at 5 a.m. on Monday and Tuesday and then somehow make a video because the new iPads are actually going to be a big upgrade. Like it is. I mean, I hope it's been 6 years. I hope they're a big upgrade. If they're not, I'm going to be actually upset because I feel like 6 years is enough time to innovate a bit.
You would think so. Maybe just a longer paragraph in the newsroom. Maybe that's it. Okay. I've written that the special version of iOS 17.4 for the new iPad Pro isn't scheduled to be ready until the end of the month. That doesn't align with an announcement this week.
And then Apple did have briefings in person.
Mark, somebody needs to teach him just to say words like a man, like a human.
But then he doesn't have plausible deniability.
Like, why you gotta talk like an 8-ball? Or like a fortune cookie. Just talk regular, Mark. And it's not even like clever. Like, it's not even like he's mystical. He's just fucking
aloof.
So I think that doesn't align.
But wait, if it's not ready till the end of the month.
So that's him saying that the new iPad isn't coming till the end of the month, I think. Right?
Yeah, that's the vibe,
people,
and that's what I actually...
Is he telling people that expect a new iPad this coming week that the schedule doesn't align with that?
Yes.
So at the end of the month?
But also, as soon as it drops on Tuesday, he's going to say, as I wrote, new iPads in March.
Yes, of course.
It's just not shipping until the end of the month.
Mark, my lovely tech reporter... Yeah. I don't want to tell you how to write, but I do want to say it shouldn't take anyone this long on a podcast to decipher what you mean. You should just say
like
what you mean.
He might just not know exactly what's happening, so he's just sending out.
Yeah, it just sounds like things went awry at the beginning of this week, and he's just like, he doesn't know now. There was only a MacBook Air, he was like, okay,
There was some exciting news, though, that I think got obviously overshadowed by a new MacBook. And that is that did you see that the new default Mac is the M2 redesign?
It stays.
Version? That's sick.
It stays.
That's actually, dude, that means you can get this for $899 for education.
It's a great
that
Mac.
That is an insane, insane deal.
It's a great Mac.
For the battery life of Apple Silicon and the power. I mean, M2 is not like insane for power, but I think, okay, man, yeah, the 256 and 8 gigs is not. Why are they so, can we talk about why they're so stubborn? That just doesn't seem like, okay, no, it's not, I'm not even going to play dumb here. We know the prices of SSDs. We know the prices of RAM. It would be
but
like
this special
a
SSD, special RAM.
I know, but
this
it does
fairy
seem
dust.
Insane. 2024 and we're still at base.
I mean, for the M2, for the M2 that's been out, okay, sure, fine. Bring the price down and leave it at that. But the,
sure.
But for the M3, bruh?
Dude.
How can it
that's
still...
crazy.
This has got to be the last year of that, right? Right.
We've said that for 5 years.
They can't really keep doing that. That is, the storage cannot keep starting at 256. 8 gigabytes of RAM? I don't... Okay, maybe the 8 gigabytes of RAM is more acceptable, but 256 gigs of SSD? That's... Come on, man. Come on.
It's insane. It's wild, and...
I mean, I could have a thought and fill up that storage.
My only idea as to why Apple is doing this is that maybe so many people pay that extra $100. How much is... So yeah, let's spec this out. So if we want the base MacBook, we're going to college next year, but we want...
Can't wait.
Just like 512. So it's... Wow, it's $200 Ooh. More.
Yikes.
So now you're at prices for the... Or no, the 15-inch starts at... Is it $12.99 or $11.99 for the 15-inch? Now let me check. I don't remember. Oh, so it's... So okay, so the second you upgrade your storage... Dude, see how their pricing matrix is evil?
Evil?
Because now it's like the second you upgrade your storage to double, it's like, well, you could get the 15-inch for that same price.
Yeah,
now.
But
and then you go to the 15-inch.
Who wants the 15-inch? Nobody.
What?
Smaller, better. Smaller, better.
No, the 15-inch is the one to buy. The 15-inch
no,
is
smaller,
sick
better.
In every way.
Smaller, what? Better.
Okay, kind of cringe, but as we continue to go through the pricing, man, so if you upgrade your RAM, if we go to where we think this should be, dude, you're paying $400 more.
That is
that
a bit
is
of money.
Diabolical.
Diabolical, 15? He said.
Wait, and then they just let you wait. They let
and
you
it won't even get there until March 25th, bro.
They don't. They just let you pick the power adapter? Since when have they done this? What? So you can get a 35-watt dual adapter or a 70-watt?
That's how they get you.
But no, that's just included. You get to pick.
I know, that's how they get you. Notice how you were just complaining and called it diabolical about the storage, but now you're like,
yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. How nice of them.
This $1 part. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Why, so why didn't you get it? You're the guy that always gets them. Not even for a TikTok?
Because there's no new color.
Oh, that's why?
I'm not even kidding. That's why I didn't get it.
Because then no one would know that you got the new one? It's pointless?
Yeah, nobody's going to watch a TikTok of me unboxing when I'm like, oh, M3.
Yeah, you could just unbox the one you have now and say M3.
I don't have one now. I don't have a MacBook Air.
Drats.
I mean, they're beautiful. They're really impressive computers. I've spent
What is Tech YouTube saying about this? Because I've been staying away.
Max Tech started off by saying it thermal throttled, but then they were like,
"Oh, that's what they do at every new MacBook." Isn't that
it was
the,
sick? I
isn't
I was
that
laughing.
The cycle?
I was laughing. First of all, I love Max Tech. Just to be clear,
oh yeah, we're Max Tech stands over here.
Sometime this month, they're really cool guys. But then. Like, I think the first comment that I saw was like, of course it's going to do this when you, don't worry, folks. She'll put on another video. We were all wrong. The MacBook Air is amazing.
Oh, they replied. It's actually a pretty dang good MacBook.
Yeah, guys, we love your videos. And hey, they are. I watched this whole video. It's a good video. But then we found today they did something pretty exciting where they said that Apple fixed the remember the SSD was slow. That was the big controversy on the M2 series.
Yeah.
Let me try to pull.
But only what some of them were slow last time.
Yeah, it was like the base 256 MacBook because there wasn't enough RAM. Remember, Apple Silicon can use the RAM. Sorry, can use the internal storage as RAM.
Yeah, for the unified memory.
But then the problem was the storage was too slow to like handle that.
Okay.
On high workloads, so then people were like, "Oh, it's bad because not only did Apple cheap out, but the performance is
actually noticeably bad. You know the classic story of everyone buying the base MacBook Air and trying to run After Effects.
To be fair,
common trope.
In this case, it was to the point where you could just have a number of Safari tabs open, which is extremely realistic for most people,
yeah,
especially college students. And you could notice sluggishness, a little bit of lag, which was pretty annoying. Apple fixed this. So they listened. That feedback was helpful. And the new MacBook M3, they discovered that, look, you can see.
Oh, wow.
It's basically where it should have been always. So they fixed it.
Wow, look at that. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, full-on props to Apple for doing this. It shows that it's better. I mean, just pretty much in every way, even in, like, transfer speeds with the SSD. It's just better.
Good job, Apple. So,
if you are buying that base, I think it does make that same exact config year and a half later better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is cool. So, yeah, props to Apple.
Good job, Apple. Thank you so much. Now, next year, let's do even better. 512 at least to start. Or else.
I just really want to see the new iPads. I keep going back to that.
So, you don't agree with a new drop every Monday for the rest of the month?
Well, there's only two more products to drop this year. Sorry, this month.
Okay, wait. Well, we got cases, didn't we? Didn't we get iPhone cases?
Yes, sorry. I want to talk about that. This is very exciting, guys.
Yes, very exciting.
Accessories. Look at all these spring colors that are so fun.
Mix, match, MagSafe.
So creative. Okay, does it tell us which ones are new? Okay, so yeah, soft mint. First of all, I don't buy Apple cases because I think that they're just pretty average. Sunshine. Why are you laughing?
Because they are. I agree.
Yeah, like they're overpriced. I mean, not that every case isn't overpriced, but they're just fine. They're not my style. I totally get the appeal. They're super clean looking. They're, you know, perfectly.
They got an Apple logo on the back, so.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Oh, and pink is new.
Look at
that. So I can do pink on my 15 Pro.
How lovely.
It's actually kind of clean.
Apple, so, yeah. They really. I remember us last week, we were talking about, like, privately right after the show ended, like, are we going to have to do an emergency episode? That's the energy we're going into this week with. And then they really just dropped the ball on us.
But hey, we got the new light blue 45mm sport band, the new sunshine.
Word.
Sport band, the new soft mint Apple Watch sport band, and pink was been around because of the Apple Watch.
Yeah, we love pink.
I do say the more that I see this red Apple Watch, I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Are you going to get it because it's red?
No, but I am getting more and more excited for the Apple Watch 10.
Hear you are. What?
What do you mean you hear I am? You're done.
I'm done what?
Your projects with him are done.
Oh, you're this being is cut this off. Is previous. This is much previous. This is something you've been working on for a minute, I hear.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool. It's very cool what we're working
on. Okay.
So don't tell everybody.
I'm not telling anybody. I just said at this point, you're the one telling everybody. Okay. You could have just nodded.
So. My next video, I think the next one that I upload is going to be about iPhone 16. We've got a ton of cool renders. I sort of like show off the prototypes and how Apple lands up where they do. There's a fun little twist.
Okay.
Very good story, I think. I hope. Okay. I recorded it like 3 a.m., so I hope it's good.
Then,
probably in like 2-3 weeks, I will be dropping very fun look at what we think the Apple Watch X is going to look like.
Can I ask why renders, 3 weeks from now?
Oh, he's busy. Our boy Concept Central Shay is busy at work. And then it just takes a while to, you know, make the video, get the renders, make sure everything's perfect. So, you know, it's a little bit of a turnaround time. We're a two-person team, but very, very cool. He's been showing me the progress. I think it's the favorite renders we've ever done so far.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm excited to see it.
The model. Have you seen the model yet?
No, nothing.
Let me send you a teaser.
I've just heard rumblings in the jungle.
I'm going to send you a little looksy-pooksy. Okay, this is not the best angle, but I do think it gives you a good look. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Get your live reaction to what we're cooking up.
Okay, I'm waiting for it. Oh, goodness. Yeah. That looks really nice. Fun. Holy shit.
Yeah. And it's based off all the rumors, too. So it's not just like...
insert Will Smith, that's hot meme.
Yeah, so I'm very excited for that. But yeah, I'm thinking about the Apple Watch 10, and I'm thinking about this new iPad. I just want to... I want like a leak of this iPad Pro. I want to see what it looks like. I know we've seen the CADs, but we haven't seen, is there new materials Apple's using? What does the new metal keyboard look like? How big of an upgrade is the Apple Pencil? I really want to see this stuff. And it's still very odd to me that we're not getting a launch event. For, I mean, seriously, this is the first major iPad upgrade in 6 years, and there's still like press release. That's weird to me. That's very odd for
But I mean,
major,
how much can you say on stage? It's this much thinner. That's it.
See, but they've done multiple keynotes for previous iPads, or multiple, you know, sections at keynotes for the M1. It's like that's just a chip and the M2 iPad Air. I mean, these are all parts of keynotes. I guess it's just probably because the MacBook Air, admittedly, very tiny upgrade. And then I guess the
they didn't put a new wallpaper on it even.
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't they do that for the last iPad Air? Didn't it have the same wallpaper? Or am I wrong?
Yes, they just slightly tweaked it. You're correct. Okay. So if we go and look at the iPad Air currently, yeah, it's the same. Oh, that's the regular iPad. Is the iPad Air just not, they just don't even have it on the homepage? What? I thought they had all the products on the homepage of the iPad. Okay, let me try to find the confirmation that the new iPad Air is coming soon. Yeah, they made the wallpaper darker. Like, it was the same style as 2020.
Yeah.
But then they made it...
They didn't even make the MacBook Air one darker?
No, it's just the exact same wallpaper. That's why I don't understand.
Is it hard to get an iPad right now, an iPad Pro?
I was looking the other day, and it didn't seem like it. So I was like, did Gurman... Did he lie? Why did they lie?
Did he lie?
I don't know. But yeah, I was looking... God, just the amount of steps to order an iPad, man.
Oh my God, it's just an iPad, brother. Just why?
Ooh. Ooh. Oh my God, we're not done.
Oh no.
No. So you can just kind of get it. Here, let me enter a zip code. You know where we live. Beverly Hills, not actually.
Well, we have...
Okay, yes. What? They're just everywhere.
We have a new iPad Pro and a new iPad Air supposedly coming. Do you think they're coming on the same day?
I mean, my gut would say yes, but also...
Or do we do iPad Pro and accessories? Or is the MacBook... Or no. iPad Air, is that getting new accessories?
I assume it would... Or maybe it'll work with the old Magic Keyboard.
What is happening? Sure. What is That's happening what and know. Why isn't it fun?
It's keeping me up at night. The iPad line's keeping me up.
Even after we tried to save page. It.
Yeah, we tried.
Apple has all the answers.
Because there's a whole page just called keyboards for iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like the Magic Keyboard, and there's the Magic Keyboard Folio, which that thing is really bad. I've tried that. Oh my God, and then there's the Smart Keyboard Folio?
Still buy that?
Wait, then there's another... Why are there four iPad keyboards?
Well, there's about to be another one. A metal one, right?
Part of it's supposed to be metal. We're hearing the top case, like the keyboard part, but then...
Okay, well, we need to make a call here.
Then we've got all the Apple Pencils, John. We've got the second generation Apple Pencil. We've got the Apple Pencil USB-C. And then we've got the Apple Pencil first generation. And then there's going to be the Apple Pencil third generation. Ah!
I need to know. I have to know if we're getting an iPad at all this month, or if this was all made up. Or are we getting something in April?
We are 100% getting a new iPad this month.
Okay.
And that's on God,
when?
As they say.
Is this now, information timing, that you know?
What?
I just don't know about
the timing. I don't know about the timing.
You're not answering my question.
I'm not answering any further questions, Your Honor.
Okay, just look at me. Eye contact. Sam, do you know about any iPads this month?
I'm not talking to anyone.
Okay, so there's iPads coming this month. According to Sam, somebody at Apple Hack tweet that.
Apple, that's also not true.
Until he asked for a retraction.
Making a guess here.
It didn't look like you're making a guess.
When do you think new iPads are coming,
JP? Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I'm asking you.
I mean, it sounds kind of like next week. Apple usually does hold events, you know, in the earlier part of the month.
So, by the way, we are recording this on Saturday. So when we're saying next week, it tomorrow for you.
This week is basically what we're saying.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised that we're recording this not at the absolute last second. I'm very proud of us.
Me too. Remember when we first started this show and we were so like official? We were like, we're going to record on Friday and then release it Monday and we're going to be like very regimented.
And now we're at the very last day of the week every time.
Yeah.
Taking up every second that we're given by life.
It's a beautiful thing.
But I mean, what else are you supposed to do when Apple isn't helping you? Mark Gurman isn't helping you. We're just, someone threw us out there in the Atlantic with some floaties and they're hoping for the best. Yeah, we got nothing to work with here.
There's a family of sharks getting closer.
I know.
The day.
What are we supposed to do?
I don't know. I feel like I personally don't want it to be next week just because it's going to be a really busy week. And
well, we're also Genius Bar in person next week.
Yes.
For
crossed.
The next episode. So, Apple, give us something to work with here.
As long as no of our Boeing planes crash and burn.
Or lose a tire.
It was United too. That's who I fly.
Yeah,
with.
Things are really sus right now in the Boeing world.
Yeah,
real sus.
Really bad.
It's okay.
Dude, they kind of, now that I think about it, they kind of run their like company that involves people's lives and is a $100 million industry. Like we run the podcast. They're just kind of like,
yeah.
Let's just kind of see what happens.
Yeah, it's
set
like
it
even
there.
Though the plane gets new carpet or like a new screen in the a new display in the seat in front of you, that plane is still from 1998, and we ain't talking about that for some reason.
But it's even some of the new ones too. It's just kind of like, oh, we're gonna throw out some new merch. New merch is a Boeing 787.
Yeah. Oh God.
Okay, so I guess we'll see what happens this week. My gut, I think, says it's going to be this week because, of course, it's going to be the week.
But Mark Gurman, if iPads come out this week, you better not even so much as smirk. I don't want to see nothing. I will be on your ass so fast. In fact, I'll turn on tweet notifications for Mark Gurman this week just in case. Just in case he tries to be smart about it.
Wait, you don't have tweet notifications on for Mark in general?
Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
Oh, I forget you don't care about Apple News anymore.
I do. Like no, I do, but why would I put on tweet notifications for Mark Gurman? Half the time it's going to be about some NBA bullshit.
I think Mark Gurman might have been the first account I ever turned on notifications for, and I think they've probably been on for
He doesn't even tweet his, like, you could get on Bloomberg first, or from 9 to 5 Mac, when they see Bloomberg's story, they'll tweet.
Mark's pretty good about sharing at the same
Is
time,
he?
I think.
I should take your word for it. You have notifications turned on.
Yeah, one of us has notifications.
I have notifications on for Apple Track, so that's how I know if Mark Gurman says anything meaningful, I'll just get it from Apple Track before it's retracted. Hey, Sam, you know what's hilarious?
Cybercrime.
I was actually going for the opposite. I was going to say, well, you know what's hilarious? Genius Bar. You know what's not hilarious? Cybercrimes, because identity theft, Jim, is not a joke. Harassment.
Did you just call me Jim?
It's an Office reference. You wouldn't get it. You're not cool like the rest of us. Listen, Sam, I know you've been harassed. I know you've been scammed. I know you've been annoyed by robocalls. I know you're not immune to these things. And what about your political views, you lefty bobefty? Could your political views make you a target of cybercrimes, identity theft, and even violence?
It is every podcast. But hey, guys, thanks to Delete Me, who sponsored this episode.
Yay,
of the Genius
Delete
Bar.
Me. We love Man. Delete Me. Delete Me, welcome back to the show. Long time running sponsor and the only sponsor that's going to keep you safe online. All of your information, all in one place. Here's what happens. Data brokers, they're little gremlins. They go around and they steal your data. Either they buy it from other unknowing websites or the websites just give it to them. Maybe they got your data through a hack. So many ways to get your data, and now it's all over the internet. And there's too many data brokers for you. What are you going to do? Go to everyone's door individually, knock on the door and say, hey, can I have my data back? No, that's why Delete Me does it for you. Delete Me will send men to their door. I don't know if this is exactly how they do it, but they send men to your door. And they will knock
virtually
on the door of the data brokers and they'll say, you give us back that data or else. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, and then once that happens, you get to see a little dashboard, and you can see all your stuff get processed, and you get little updates about what's in. It's the best. You get to see your data come back to you. It's absolutely incredible. It's a service, John, I've been using for some time now. And listen, guys, take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount.
Special discount.
For our listeners. Guys, today get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and use promo code GENIUSBAR at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and enter code GENIUSBAR at checkout. That is joindeleteme.com/geniusbar.
I don't know about you, Sam, but staying safe and keeping your data off the internet, priceless. But in this case, we'll give you 20% off priceless at joindeleteme.com/geniusbar with promo code GENIUSBAR. Thank you, Delete Me.
German did have a good story this week about the Apple Card. Did you see
another one? Oh, it's gone.
Well, it was a bigger story. I'm going to be full honest. I didn't read all of it because it was a lengthy boy. And I just, yeah. I like to be immersed when I'm reading
stuff. And we know
stuff,
once that first paragraph is a little too long, Sam's outie.
No, it was just that a lot of the time, I don't have the full mental energy to like sit down and
absorb
something.
What the hell am I looking at?
So this is apparently what the Apple Car, and based off of what I've read, this does seem to be the closest to what it was gonna be.
Why has it got a face on the front? Why is it? It's making this face. Like
speaking of that face, why don't we go to our next sponsor?
Here we go. Which sponsor was that?
LinkedIn. Remember where I went the...
Oh, yeah. Okay. We put it in there. Okay, welcome back to Apple Car. Yikes. It looks like the Magic School Bus without the magic.
Or the children.
It has a camera bump on top?
Sick.
What's that on top? What am I looking at?
I don't know.
YouTube.com/geniusbar if you're listening to audio and you want to see it. No, you can't find it on Twitter. You can only find it in one place, and that's youtube.com/geniusbar. We have the only access.
At Icon Work, it's his illustration. I mean, it's kind of a vibe.
How'd a door open though?
Like,
and what, can you do that for the class again?
No. Nice try.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm glad that Dad did not come out.
It's kind of cute.
Do you think so? Would you buy that? Would you drive that around?
I feel like this kind of looks like if I was turned into a car. Like, it's a little fucked up, but...
It looks like an air fryer. Also, do the wheels have lights?
Yeah, they said they were going to have, like, white on the tires somewhere. That was, like, a specific leak.
Like, why do you got to go this hard? This would have probably shipped if they didn't try to make it do this.
The amount of money I would pay to see the prototypes that they had. To see this in person.
I'm sure we'll see it eventually, the same way Air Power prototypes eventually made their way out.
See, I feel like these may be a bit harder.
No, they're much bigger, harder to miss.
I also feel like they never announced the Apple Car. The Air Power was announced.
That's true.
This is technically never even real.
Well, in that case, we should be glad. So no steering wheel, right?
No steering wheel, controlled by Siri, augmented reality stuff in the windshield.
Controlled by Siri is the funniest. A car controlled by Siri might be the scariest sentence.
Could you imagine? Like,
dude, she can't even set a timer for me. How's she going to get me to anywhere?
Okay, that's a good conversation about the Siri rumors for iOS 18, because that is sort of like, aside from the redesign, which German has also confirmed is going to be a big design overhaul this year. He just says it's not going to look like Vision OS.
Okay.
Which, fair, but I think there'll be a lot of inspiration from that.
Yeah.
At least I hope, because I love Vision OS. Did we think Siri's getting better?
I mean, anything is better than this. She could just, if she got slightly faster, it'd be miles ahead.
I just feel like we've been punked so many times, man.
But the year of AI, if it is the year of AI, then she's gotta, right?
I did have a thought the other day.
What was your thought? I have many thoughts every day. What was your thought?
You know this thing?
What thing? Oh, God. Oh, God. Which one is this? The humane one?
the Humane AI pin.
Okay.
The thing that you wear.
Yes.
And it has this little laser screen. You touch and hold. The whole point of it, you touch and hold it, you ask questions, and it'll search the internet.
It shoots out a laser on your hand.
Yeah. It's got a camera, too. Let me show you some camera samples, which they seem very proud of for some reason, even though they look really bad.
even though they look really bad.
Great website design. Like, absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would trust the speaker on this, and also isn't everybody else going to hear it, so I'm good. Anyway, this thing is basically claiming to revolutionize the world through AI. It's this little device you wear on your jacket. I've kind of been clowning this for months. Some people say that when you see it in person and use it, it is more impressive, which... sure, maybe.
Maybe.
But I only have one thought for this. You know how
what
ever...
What is your one thought?
Have you seen the maximalists that say this is game-changing? This Humane AI pin, the fact that you can just ask it.
I have not seen those people, but I will pretend for the sake of the show. Yes, seen a few of those people. Wow.
The same thing. Have you seen this?
The rabbit. 200 buckaroonies, no subscription required.
Yeah, direct competitor. No subscription.
Arguably cuter.
Yeah, way cuter. Has rabbit in the name. It's got a camera that can see the world around you. Hey, I have an idea.
What it is?
Isn't Apple making Siri better? Like, if they build large language models,
hopefully,
AI
yeah.
Siri, isn't that just going to kill all of these on launch? Because your phone.
Oh yeah, these things
own.
Days were numbered before they even announced them. Yeah, yeah.
Like my
A for
only
effort.
Thought. Yeah, my only thought is, yeah, right now. Voice assistants like cannot do all of this, but guess what has a camera? Your phone. Mm-hmm. Guess what you already own? Your phone.
Well, I think that's guess the pitch for these is like you're not connected to your phone. It's like you're more, you have the choice of being more disconnected, I guess, is the pitch.
But this doesn't have iMessage.
No. No, it doesn't have iMessage. It does not. No.
Mm-mm. No, you're laughing, but that means every iPhone user, if they text someone on this, is going to come as a green bubble. They're going to be kicked out of group chats by using this.
Mm.
It's going to be from a different phone number because you have to pay a subscription and your own phone number with this device. And I just don't really get how this product... Sorry, I don't get who this product is for.
Max Weinbach. Seems like the guy for that. The only person.
Ian Zelbo.
Yeah,
that's who this is for.
There's your demographic. Two people.
All right, that's like 200,000
Two very nice people.
Twitter, so.
But yeah. Max and Ian.
Yeah, I just keep thinking. This is it's a cool idea to be able to ask a question and
it
just
is.
Know immediately.
And the demos that they've shown, they're pretty cool. Contextually aware, pretty cool.
Yeah. Although AI very inaccurate sometimes. The launch video had a bunch of inaccuracies, which is kind of
hilarious.
No,
we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about it. Yeah, we've edited it out. Which is,
yeah.
That's not a euphemism for what the future of AI is going to be like. Then I don't know what is. But I just feel like Siri is going to do all of this. If this is the year... It sounds like based on the wide reporting, not just from one source, that this is actually going to happen this year.
Yeah.
That you will
and
be
And Apple
to just,
themselves laughing about AI when asked about if they're nervous about competitors.
And Tim Cook saying we're going to break new ground in AI. They really are hyping this up. This better not be a
Which
Vision
is
Pro
like they don't even do that. Like you didn't hear them going we're going to break ground with AR and VR before like they denied up and down that they were working on anything like that.
Damn, that's crazy.
But so for
Maybe
them to be like
a video.
Say what?
I think I'm just going to copy you and make a video about AI. Okay.
Smart. Well, we know it works. yeah, I don't know. It feels weird that they're just being they're starting to be more open about it.
Yeah.
So that means that If they're like teasing it and planting some seeds now, that must mean what it actually is more shocking than not.
True. And like you said, they laid another seed in the MacBook Air press release.
Yeah. For why? Like what would be coming? Huh.
I mean, I will say, I do think a version of Siri that for the first time can answer any question would be pretty groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm. That was just sad. Because like on paper, that's what she's supposed to do.
Because here's the thing. I mean, a billion iPhone users overnight being able to have that functionality, no one even thinks about an AI pin or a Rabbit R1. Also, the fact that you need it, that Rabbit R1 specifically, that you would carry around a separate device. like a little Tamagotchi or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just, we're back in 2000s.
Yeah.
But like you said, E for effort.
E for effort.
So Siri, what else? I mean, what else could it be?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, what could it specifically be for, to where on the MacBook Air page they're mentioning AI? Like, what is common? What could be groundbreaking in the Mac world?
Siri, that runs on all platforms.
Yeah, I guess just generative AI stuff.
I don't know. I'm trying to think through this. Maybe y'all in the comments can let us know down below or in the reviews.
Are we missing something?
Or Apple Podcasts. I don't know. I've been thinking about this a lot, and it does seem like Apple has something big to show. I'm very, very excited for WWDC, and you should be excited for WWDC for multiple reasons.
Or else.
More info to come.
Or else.
I'm not going to threaten you. I would never.
Oh, I will.
He will.
Listen, if 50% of us threatens you, that's 100% of us. Because we're a unit.
That'd be if 50% of us threatens you twice.
No, we are a unit. So whatever I say counts for both of us.
Hey, you want to talk about your Vision Pro review?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that went out this week. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Let's talk about it. This was crazy.
One of the hardest videos I've ever made.
Taken to internet. Oh, wait, why did I search MKBHD?
Also, happy to report, it's 3 out of 10. So it's like right now, it's in the same spot the Tim Doc was around this time before the Tim Doc took off. So thank God, or else I would have put myself in a pond, I think. Vision Pro review came out. Everyone was very, very, very nice.
Is this a practical shot?
Yeah, that's real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that your eye?
That's my eye.
I also just forgot to
took too many
about
takes
something.
Of that. Go ahead.
You cheated on me.
I cheated on you.
Yeah. Thought I wouldn't notice.
I cheated on
but
you.
But right here.
Where's the that? Rock?
No. Oh, there he is! Found him! Nice try!
Yep, there he is. Brian's son.
Who is Brian's son? I've never seen that guy before.
He probably looks a lot like another guy that you've seen before. That just goes by Brian. I'm going to guess.
Wait, that's just Brian?
Yeah, the guy, not the same, not it's different from Brian's son.
Who is Brian's son, and why did he help you with the review and not me?
We should have had you dressed as Boss Baby as the baby on the playground.
That would have been funnier. That would have been way funnier. Yeah.
Oh, we should have, but we didn't. Thank you for all the love on the review, and I already have my next idea. And Sam, listen, dog. It is what you would call a banger.
But all your ones have been
bangers. I will tell you what it is, and I'll bleep this part out, hopefully. Or just censor this part out.
Okay.
It is... Okay.
Yeah.
We're doing...
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Yep, you like it?
Yeah.
Imagine showing clips. Imagine.
Come visit me.
I'm literally going to see you. I'm literally going to see you in 48 hours.
That's us visiting each other.
True. That is us visiting our dad, Andrew Edwards, our dad.
Yeah.
When you really sit back and think of it on paper, it seems really goofy that we're going.
Well, we have some objectives for this.
We do have objectives, but on paper it looks very silly. You wouldn't know that we're going to see our dad.
Yeah, I'm a little stressed about this week because I have kind of a lot of work to do.
You're stressed about this week?
I haven't uploaded in like 2 weeks almost.
Oh yeah, I know that feel. That sucks.
It's just a
constant. It's like even though you're working every day, no one is seeing a new video go out, and then every day that goes by, you feel like a piece of shit.
It's not even that I've been working every day. I kind of needed to take a little break. I just think I'm burnt out of YouTube. I'm very like YouTube polar. Like I'm very like.
And Apple isn't helping us currently.
No.
We were supposed to have an iPad, a really thin iPad, not an iPad Air, new accessories, new Macs. We only got a Mac. Are you all right? Are you going to cry? You look like you're going to cry. Are you okay?
No, I was just thinking about the fact that I said YouTube polar, and then I was like, is that offensive to people who actually suffer from bipolar disorder? Nah. And then I was like, I don't want to be that guy.
Oh,
I
my goodness. That? No, we're not.
I said it, so now it's out there.
Let's just cut out the last 15 minutes.
I've heard that medication and therapy can maybe help.
So will help your YouTube polarness? Oh, my.
No. Okay. What's the last? Oh, well, I didn't even talk about the review. It was really good. And
oh, thank you.
I think people should watch it.
Thank you, Sam. When's yours coming out?
It's a good question. See, the problem is now that we're on our trip this week, this was going to be my work week for that. So now I'm like delayed another.
Are you pinning this on me or on Andrew Edwards?
No, no. I'm pinning it on circumstance.
Okay. Well, just pin it on circumcise.
Yeah, I'll pin it on circumcise because I just don't know. I don't know. I know my thoughts. I know how I feel.
You gotta.
It's very different than how you feel.
I bet.
And it's very disappointing for me as an Apple fan.
I heard, are we allowed to talk about that? You had a certain...
Yeah, what have you...
You had a certain Apple Store appointment?
Oh, yeah, we should talk about that to wrap up.
Okay, go ahead. He got fitted.
I went to the Apple Store.
The Hurdy, Face McHurdy.
The thing is, all they do to fit you in store is use the same app. It's the same
app.
Yeah,
they do. And then they scan your phone after you do it.
Yeah.
No dice?
I tried multiple different light seals, I think three or four. I tried multiple different cushions.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. I tried multiple different headband sizes. We tried smalls versus mediums and larges. And all of it was either almost the same or slightly worse and more uncomfortable.
Oh, good. So you did end up with best case scenario, and your best case scenario still doesn't feel good on your face.
Yeah, it hurts after some time. Now, I did... I don't care about giving away the review, unlike some of us
I did.
On the show. Yeah.
I give mine up every Genius Bar.
Yeah,
every episode
so I'm
of Genius
it
Bar
up too.
Okay, good. Give it up, Daddy.
Well, I'm not gonna give up all of it.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking.
Go on.
I think.
What? You're killing me.
It's the wrong form factor.
What do you mean? Like it shouldn't have been a headset show, but glasses?
Yeah. Headset bad.
Headset bad.
Headset inherently. And it's not an Apple thing. It's a headset inherently bad.
Okay.
And that's my worry. And that's my frustration. However.
Okay.
Headset good for one thing.
Porn.
Headset king. Sure, but... Well, I guess that would fall into this category of media entertainment, but I did watch a movie.
Okay, and it went well. All right, Sam, put on your corporate face. I need you to smile. Look at the camera and smile. There we go. That's why today's episode is sponsored by LinkedIn, everybody. We love LinkedIn. Welcome back to the show, LinkedIn, because they aren't just another job board. No, 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 no. LinkedIn, exactly what you expect. Yes, this is a real bit. Yes, they paid us for this. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion, with a B, professionals, which makes it, I don't know if you know this, but the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. That's because LinkedIn is LinkedIn. And LinkedIn does all of that while making the process easy and intuitive. Hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. You're like, who do I have a pick from? It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get qualified candidates within, guess what, Sam? 24 hours. That's only a day amount of time. I didn't see the face. How long have you been making that face? I obviously did not get Sam from LinkedIn. You would not. You would get a quality professional elsewhere.
I was supposed to not break the whole phone.
Yeah.
Guys, listen. This is just one of those services that you're like, how is this real? And it kind of just makes sense, right? You're like, LinkedIn's where all the people that are looking for jobs for. Wait, what if we connected those people with the people needing the people looking for jobs?
Yeah, LinkedIn just built a special bridge from them to us.
Yes. It's a magical rainbow bridge. And guys, right now you can post your job for free at linkedin.com/geniusbar. That's linkedin.com/geniusbar to post your job for free. Of course.
I'm sorry, did you say free?
I said free, but terms and conditions apply. It is free, but I'm just
letting you
know.
That's insane. That's crazy. Did you know that 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring? Add us.
That's like actually a lot.
Yeah, add us to it now. Oh, and thank you, LinkedIn, for sponsoring. You're the best. LinkedIn.com/geniusbar.
One of the best experiences I've ever had watching a movie in my life.
Jesus Christ. All right, there we go. Well, there's that. What movie was it?
It was Soul. 3D.
Yeah.
Pixar.
I can't watch that movie.
3D part was okay.
Sometimes
Disney...
It was
better than Sometimes
Disney can just fuck themselves, man. Because there is no reason a movie should do that to you. You go and watch, I'm going to watch a Disney movie, and you come out fucking shook.
The 3D was cool. I'm still not sold on 3D movies.
Okay.
But I am leaning further in the direction that they are not as much of a gimmick as I thought.
Yeah, some movies are better in 3D.
Yeah, but in general, I still kind of just feel myself being like 2D.
I don't want to see a live action movie in 3D.
Yeah, so I'm kind of split on that. But my problem is when I was watching this movie and having this great experience, I just constantly kept being interrupted by, it's a little heavy here. I got to keep shifting this around. Man, I wish that this was lighter. Man, the fidelity is really good, but like it does get really bright sometimes. And man, I'm kind of feeling some eye fatigue after a while.
Mm.
And I know that these are all things that can be made better, but I'm just like, I just feel so split.
And the glare, was it terrible?
Glare was rough.
Where'd you watch it? In the cinema?
I watched it in the Disney Plus theater.
Oh, okay.
Which was great. I think
the Disney Plus environments are really cool.
Yeah. It was cool. And as of right now, that's the only thing that I see myself doing on this, because the more I use the product, I don't know what's going on, but the eye tracking is day by day. Some days, spotless, no issues. Other days, I am so infuriated that I will take it off, stop what I'm doing, and not go back to it for the rest of the day because it's so annoying.
I don't know how your eyes are so big too. I don't know how it doesn't track them.
Yeah, it just is like, dude, it is a.
The eye tracking is always perfect for me. The hand tracking is the part that's not.
They're both inaccurate in their own little special ways. Mm. And I've just realized how infuriating it is after growing up with touchscreens that are 99% accurate in mouse and keyboard, which is 100% accurate.
Yeah.
How frustrating it is when something is less than 99% accurate.
Especially when that's your only input method.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing is I'm like, there's just a lot of things that I know people had good intentions about. And I know they work crazy hard on these technologies.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately think it's a mistake.
A mistake? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yikes. Is that what
your
review is going to be?
But parts. I don't know. I don't know the title yet, but I...
Apple Big Mistake.
Apple Pants Bad.
Apple Pants.
It's just off. The fact that I've been using this thing for a month, almost every day, and mm-hmm. I'm still not sold, tells me that there is a problem with it that I need to explore in some way and find that out. And I think I have figured out. Like, I think the thesis of my video is pretty good. I feel very confident what I'm saying. I do feel like I've now given pretty much every single part of it more than a fair shot. I say I'm finally in the point of my relationship with Vision Pro where it's no longer, I wonder what else. It's just, this is what it is.
Mm.
And I know now exactly how I feel about all of those experiences.
Okay, so review tomorrow is what he's saying.
I thought about actually just sitting down doing a not a review where I literally just sit
that would
in the
be so funny. You should.
I've thought about doing that, and I've even thought about just putting it on my second channel because I know that most Vision Pro content is not going to perform at this point just because the buyer base is so tiny. And
but it's about to be in other countries.
Sure. I also don't think people really want to hear what I have to say.
Why?
To be honest. It's just because the early adopters are very excited, and nobody wants somebody who's excited to be somebody being like this bad.
I think you should post it anyway. Not on the second channel. You got to stand on business.
It's not that I'm not standing on business. It's just that when I run a business and there's like sponsor slots and views matter, I'm trying to keep those numbers high.
Mm.
Puts me at a weird parallel because now if it's like if I'm dropping below 100K more consistently, then the rates go back down and then you mm-hmm. can't get the monies to then expand a business.
You can't get the monies. Rents. Yeah.
But I do think movies is the killer use case. I think that's the killer use case right now, without a question.
Well, I'm glad that you actually had a good movie experience.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really special.
Do you use the dual loop?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. No, that's the only possible. And I have adjusted the dual loop to like finally get to where more of the weight's on my head. So it's just sort of like resting on the front of my face more than like pressing against it.
Mm-hmm.
And that has helped. So I would say like mess with your dual loop sizing. But again, it's just with the sizing, there's so many things that it's going to make it's inherently, and that's what I keep going back to, is the form factor is inherently a super hard sell. Hmm. And I'll close by saying, I think you have to tread very, very carefully when you start to mess with people's core senses as humans.
Okay.
And I think headsets visually impair too much.
Mm.
Right now. I'm not saying one day the screens won't get insane, but yeah. Like, right now and for the foreseeable future, I just don't see how. I mean, yeah, just something in front of your face.
That's exactly what it looks like, too.
It's kind of always going to be something in front of your face is where I'm
wait, did they try to make the bra look like Vision Pro?
Let's see.
It's perfect. Looks just like it. Flawless. Can't even tell what that is. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you got to feel good now that your review's out, right? Because I still am kind of in the trenches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, mostly like it's really fun being able to just use it. Because I was putting it on. I had it on for longer than any person should have to have that thing on for multiple days in a row, and none of it was fun. It was all like trying to capture footage a specific way, do a specific thing, capture the footage in 4K. Like you might notice in the review, like none of that footage is 1080p from the unit. It's all in 4K, and developer capture only captures 60 seconds at a time, so you got to get the take perfect, and I would do it so many times. And it was just it was a nightmare. Certain things like every one of those shots is planned. Other than when I show Brian with the camera, you might notice. I mean, maybe not. The camera is never shown in the review. So like there's times where the equipment is shown, but like, okay, when the camera's clearly looking at me and I'm setting up eye tracking and hand tracking, it then cuts to hand tracking and all the equipment is there, but we had moved the camera. So you don't see the camera anymore. So it's like, we're trying not to take you out of it and break the fourth wall. So every shot where the camera was, we would take the camera out. So you never saw it. A lot of things were simulated, like just a small detail no one will notice, but like when I'm talking about the motion blur in Vision Pro, that motion blur isn't actually captured in the video recording, so we simulated motion blur in that to how you would see it. And we didn't put anything on screen like simulated or anything like that because we wanted it to seem seamless, but like a lot of extra effort in places that no one will ever know just because I'm an asshole and that's what I did. I went too hard. That's my MO.
So what's the next video from you?
The next video is about why Apple is the best.
Okay, what's the actual next video?
I mean, that's kind of the video. It's like we cover the fact that the top 10 selling phones, smartphones, the top 7 of them are iPhones. So we go over that like a little news story, and then we're like, but wait, why is it like that? And then it dives into a deeper thing.
Bro, how are you becoming the Apple fanboy?
What do you mean?
I didn't say anything about being a fanboy.
I just said this is the data. Wonder why the data is like that.
Call my Apple the best.
I mean, I don't know if that's the title, but
you're funny as hell. That's
the data. I didn't make it up. I didn't make 7 of the top selling phones iPhones. That's just what it is.
Should we make our own phone? I've been thinking about that a lot. Should
we make a genius phone?
Yeah.
If you buy it, you're a genius.
Like the soldier phone.
And it has no ringtones or alarms. It's only episodes of Genius Bar that play.
Just screaming.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, genius phone coming right up.
Okay. Dude, I've rediscovered our merch recently. Like, I slept the other night.
That's our bomber jacket, isn't
cloth.
It?
Yeah.
It really do be our bomber jacket. Yes, thank you. Please don't. Yep, we see it. Yep. Yes, sir.
Dude, it's kind of a fire ass jacket. I ain't gonna. All I'm gonna lie.
We ain't shipped junk, as Steve Jobs would say.
I know, but I think he said it better than that.
But
merch is so fun, but it's just so hard and time consuming.
It is really hard.
Then they make you pay taxes on it, which then you just have to pay like $1,000 of taxes to Missouri. And then they're like, we're going to be mad at you if you don't pay. And then you have to pay it. And then it's like, well, there goes most of the profit.
We forgot to pay the taxes, and Sam had to come get me out of prison.
It was a whole, basically, it was just, it's just hard. I just want a team, man. And I want the funds to make a team.
Well, I could have given you a LinkedIn ad right now, but I'll choose not to because hopefully we played it earlier in the show.
Yeah, hopefully we did.
Hopefully. Hopefully we did. What's your next video then? This iPhone 16 one?
Next video is going to be iPhone 16, and then after that will probably be something iPad related this week, unless Apple drops iPad stuff on Monday because I'm waiting for sponsors.
Are you going to cover that stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's... Yeah, I'm going to cover the new iPad. I'm trying to figure out how to cover it, because just like Apple new release thing doesn't do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It's very hit or miss.
I feel like for you it do. Consistent.
Yeah. It depends. I think I need like a more creative angle or name it something more compelling rather than just like new iPads released. I think that's the problem. Like, the content's fine. It's just like getting people to click. I'm interested to see how my next video goes, because I did sort of play around with some more storytelling aspects in my iPhone 16.
That's how we like it. That's how we like it.
Concept Central inspired me. You inspired me to keep doing that. And I don't really know if it worked. Like, I feel like... Sorry, I'm saying like too much again. I feel as if, because that's a synonym for the word like.
Uh-huh.
I feel as if, and I feel a lot of things.
Okay.
I never know how... I always finish a video and feel like it's terrible.
Yeah. Yep.
I finished recording the other night, and after I...
Your last video did great, and there's storytelling in that.
I know, but I literally felt... I worked on the intro, just the first... 20 seconds of my next upload for 45 minutes straight before I did anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was up till 3 a.m. I started recording at, I think, 1:15, 1:30. It's a long sesh. It's actually, I haven't started editing it yet. I need to do that, some of that today. But I just never know. I guess I don't know when to trust myself. Because I kind of did the same thing with the iOS 18 video where I said, I don't know, is this going to be cringe? Or like,
no, you said to me when you started it that it was a good video. Or that you thought.
The iOS 18, I was more confident. I don't know. I think this was just a different concept. And it's not that the old formula for an iPhone 16 video wasn't working. It's just, how do I make it work better and get people to watch longer? And that's storytelling, as annoying as it is.
Because
it requires a lot more work and...
They do.
I mean, I'll just tell you basically how I structure it is, rather than just being you know how I normally do it. New iPhone 16 leaks and rumors, exclusive renders. Here you go. Mm-hmm. And then just running through everything. I phrase it more of a, so this is the first year we've gotten an inside look at the prototypes. We've sort of seen three released. I want to show you all of them, and then I'll let you know which one Apple goes with.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of walk through prototype by prototype, the differences, why Apple might have made certain choices. And then there's a little plot twist.
A plot twist?
Yeah, at the end.
We love plot twists around here.
Yeah.
Well, but I think I expect to see that video early then.
It's always, I'm very bad at getting videos ready before they're ready.
Hmm? What?
Like when that video's done, it's usually being uploaded. Oh. So it's like when you would see it early is when everyone would see
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting on sponsors. I've got a couple sponsors that I'm waiting for approval. I don't want to burn a video that I know will do probably pretty well without having a sponsor in it, because then I need the money. It's very annoying to have to do it this way a lot of the time, and I definitely miss... I was just thinking, I miss old YouTube. Remember when we could just sit down at the camera and get like an okay amount of views, just talking, just yapping?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I miss that.
Those were the days. Those were the days. Now no trying.
And then I think after that, it'll be something iPad. And then maybe after that is going to be my first cool banger of the year. And then there's two more bangers in progress for much later in 2024, but still scheduled to launch. One, craziest video I've ever done. Second, arguably... crazy video that you're going to be a part of that you might not even know about. It's going to be a fun collaborative video. I'm going to go to the Apple event and I'm going to get everybody's reactions of what they think of the new products. And it's going to be like a vlog. I think that's going to go crazy viral. I'm joking that I was just memeing.
Oh,
that's not the idea.
I don't get to be in your video?
But have you seen those where like the people go to the Apple event? They're like, Marquez, what do you think of the new iPhone? And he's like, yeah, the Dynamic Island's cool. And then they just go to like the next YouTuber.
Oh, thumbs up. Yeah. Well, I want to be in that.
No, you're not going to.
What
be
if
that,
you only? What if you only ask me?
Then that's called a podcast. Yeah. That's called Genius Bar.
I love it.
But no, the second idea, you will be in, and you will be a part of, and it will be very cool.
Do I know about this?
And multiple people. Are going to be a poll. Yeah.
What it is. I know about it?
Guess I'll have to tell you. Yeah. You didn't know you were going to be in this?
I don't know what this is. But yes,
it's
to whatever
the
it
studio.
Is. That I'm going to be in?
Yeah.
I get to be in a video?
So is Luke. So is probably a number of other people, hopefully, if they want to.
This feels way less special. You keep adding people.
I'm just adding cool people that I...
But I'm the coolest.
That's why I mentioned you first.
Okay, good.
But yeah, I'm very excited. It sounds like you've got some banger videos. I just have been struggling with...
What?
With some motivation, to be honest.
For why?
I had a couple days last week where I didn't really think about YouTube at all, and I was the happiest I've been in months.
That's sad. But that sounds really nice.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that sounds just, real nice, like.
It, you know what it was? It was the day that I got the kettle corn.
Okay.
You guys might remember I was munching on last week after being lied to. And
yeah, people were upset about the kettle corn.
We're...
Every time you decide to eat on the podcast, it's a bad idea. And you know this. You're told this every time, but you do it anyway.
I know. It's because I'm rebellious and a
problem child. You are. You are.
But I was just, I had gotten, I don't know why I've been on this kick lately. Maybe I should, honestly, I might treat myself today with it. Raw cookie dough.
Oh, bro. Don't play with me. Don't fucking
play with
me.
There's this place in Burbank that I've been going to in L.A., which is pretty far for me with traffic. But yeah, I think after this, I'm going to eat lunch, go for a run in Santa Monica.
Cookie dough.
And then go get cookie dough, I think, as a dessert. Because, dude, it was so good.
This is not the same thing as the cookie dough. But I saw on TikTok, like, a couple weeks ago, that Walmart has started putting out their own candy bars.
Whoa.
Like, okay, so when you go to check out at a Walmart now, right next to the real candy bars are Walmart's candy bars. And let's say a regular Snickers is like $1.70. 75 cents for the Walmart one.
Dude.
Now, at first, that idea by itself is like, oh shit, Walmart coming for everyone's throat. But people were talking about that it was delicious. And I was like, okay, probably like, at best, it tastes just like a Snickers. So I got it one. And it is a problem in my life now. First of all, you can buy one. But second of all, they sell them in a pack of six, too. And that's where it gets sketchy, a little dangerous. It is so much better than a regular Snickers bar. And I don't know why it has to be this way. But the milk chocolate is milky chocolatier. It's so good. It smells better. It tastes better. And it is a problem. So much to where, like, I had that first one, went, oh my God, and then was thinking about it for a week straight. Basically, through most of the takes and clips in the Vision Pro review, know that my mind was elsewhere. I was thinking about this fucking candy bar. Oh my God, it's so good. I'm drooling awesome. Right now just thinking about it. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Dude, they've got you. They got
it's so ridiculous. 75 cents?
But
you're basically stealing it.
Yeah. I bring up the cookie dough and the kettle corn to say, did I remember just driving with no video due, no sponsors that I had to turn in? TikTok was done for the day. And I was like, is this what it feels like to be off?
I guess I was just
eating my fucking cookie dough.
Hell yeah.
To be honest, not really paying attention to the road or
what
was in front of me.
That's fine.
Just eating my cookie dough,
that.
Going down the road. And I was just
vibing.
I was just vibing. And it was really fun, and I had a great time. And
but now you don't feel like that?
No, because now don't have a video out. It's not edited. There's bills to pay. There's little concept centrals to compensate for their hard work on renders.
Little ones, little concept centrals.
Yeah.
Oh, work is stupid.
Yeah.
Let's live off the grid. I feel like if there's two people that could do it. No, it's not the van thing.
Okay.
Maybe not solo. I wouldn't survive, you wouldn't survive, but maybe together we could successfully live off the grid. Our skills combined.
Hmm. Dude, I think if we were roommates, we would kill each other.
Oh yeah.
I feel like we would wrestle every day.
Oh yeah. Every time we're in person, there's an incident of some sort.
There is. It really is. Was
it last time we were together and Luke and Noah had to physically break us apart in, where were we? In like a dessert place.
At Dalai Lama.
There was no reason for us to break out into a fight in a Dalai Lama, but they
would
physically
like
had
to
pull
to
us apart.
Why the fight started?
I think time is up. I think we got to go.
It was because I was carrying my plate over to the trash can and I was holding it out in front of me like as a joke. And he, without thinking, just goes, like, he fucking yeets this thing on the ground. And now there's blue ice cream everywhere in this poor restaurant. We have to clean it up. And I was actually upset. I was ready to fight.
Yep.
And then I cooled off 3 minutes later, which is usually how I work. And I don't really get worked up. But there's certain people in my life that I just don't – the, like, normal human response doesn't exist.
Okay.
Where, like, you will do something to me, and I'll just go mask off bare knuckles with you instantly.
It's amazing, though, isn't it?
I loved cleaning up that blue ice cream. Oh. I remember every scrape that I had on my shoes from the blue ice cream incident.
I don't even know why. It just felt like it had to happen.
Known as the BII, the blue ice cream.
The BII, yeah.
Or the BICI, the BICI.
Oh, man. And what was that time in the middle of the night where what did you find? A cockroach? What was it?
Oh my God, dude. The cockroach was ridiculous at that same trip. It was at the Airbnb. It was a cockroach.
Oh.
I'm shitting my brains out at 4 a.m. And all of a sudden, little Jerry comes scrambling in.
Jerry. And he murdered him. So also, I specifically remember getting up in the middle of the night to go into Luke's room to turn his fucking smoke detector off because it was It was beeping in the middle of the night. And for some reason, people don't care about smoke detectors. What they're, there are YouTube videos that I watch where people are just being normal and talking while the fucking smoke detector dies in the background. Are what? You all right?
No, that's insane. That's actually ludicrous. What? That's real?
Yeah.
Who like, does that?
I psycho? Don't want to mention names, but they are psychos.
I need names and addresses. We're going to clean that shit up right now.
I can't, like, I can't imagine living your life like that.
Awful, horrible, terrible, very bad day.
So I'm trying to sleep. It's like 2 o'clock in the Airbnb in the morning. We got shit to do the next day, and one of y'all's fucking smoke detectors are dying, and no one cares.
That was a weird trip. Remember when you were also, like, ill for a few hours randomly, and you were like, I'm going to throw up everywhere.
I did. It was, like, one whole morning where I was not a person.
And then you were just fine.
Then I was fine. Yeah. It's almost as bad as your random stomach ulcers that just occur. Like,
dude.
Every time Sam goes somewhere, there's, like, a couple days of recovery where his bowels need to catch up with the rest of them.
It's probably just anxiety. I got checked out, and they said that I had a scare 3 weeks ago where I was tweaking a bit because my pancreas levels were like high.
Yeah.
My amylase and my lipase were super high. Not super, moderately high.
But you end up being okay.
Dude, I had the most insane – I think I have trauma from that week because I had – I've been having the most insane lucid dreams lately.
Okay, go on.
Dude, my dream last night
yes.
was that my pancreas had to be removed.
Okay.
And I didn't want to let go of it. So I was like in the hospital and everybody's trying to get my pancreas. And my parents are there and they're like, it's for your own good, honey. And I'm like, I'm so scared. I'm like, why is everybody trying to take my pancreas? People like stabbed me with this like multi-needle thing
what
in like, my
hell?
Mouth. And my mouth was going numb. Dude, it was, you know those dreams where you wake up and you're so, you feel relief because you're not in that in real life?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've had 3 of those dreams separately this week that are
That's
just about
a lot.
Random, terrible life events.
Brain.
And I wake up and I just go, oh my God. And then I feel for my pancreas and it's right there.
And then I feel for my pancreas.
I did change something this week. I got blackout curtains.
Okay. So your body doesn't even. Is this first blackout curtain since you've moved or first ever?
So it's not, it doesn't take out all the light in the room because there's slits in the windows because I cheaped out and didn't get the premium blind package. I just got the cheap new, it wasn't even cheap, by the way. Everything in all these too fucking expensive. I hate this shit. Anyway, my $1,200 blind upgrade, which was just changing out the fabric to be black.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't even cover all the light.
All right. Are you okay?
I feel a little ripped off. I'm not going
to
lie.
So you think blackout curtains are causing you to have these dreams?
Dude, I don't know what happened, but something's going on, and I don't like it. I don't want to go to bed.
Is it all the cookie dough?
And the kettle corn?
And the kettle corn? You know what they say.
Am I just a child? Okay. I'm excited to see you and Andrew this week. I guess it'll be fun if Apple drops stuff. We can do an in-person about the new products. I'm sure Andrew will just have them already.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Or at least
actually, we should ask him if he's heard anything.
Yeah,
not that he would
that.
Tell
let's
us.
Put our friend in, let's put our friend in jeopardy.
He would never tell us. That. Historically, every time I ask him, he goes, fuck off, like that. That's what he says.
And then he comes to your house and punches you in real life.
Punches me. Oh. You guys wonder why I haven't posted any videos lately or why it takes so long in between? It's because I got to wait for my black eyes to heal.
Aw.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Put out a video and go, I fell down the stairs? No, I'm going to tell you the truth. Andrew Edwards comes here and he hurts me.
Guys, that's going to be all.
Wow, what an episode. Hour 42 minutes of actually nothing. I'm impressed.
I actually think that was a banger.
Apple, come on, homies. Do better. Be better. Give us new iPads. New iPads!
Please.
Or else!
Please give new iPad. Need content. Running out of content.
Eh.
Look, I can do that too with my new camera. Whoa, that was really satisfying. Look at that depth of field.
Come on, camera. Wow. You gotta block your eye. There it is. Whoa, there it is. Jesus. Ah, I don't like that.
I'm a cinema.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
No, don't tickle. When's the last time you were tickled, Sam?
It was 1940. I was in a dark alley.
Tickling is the worst. Like, I think tickling me is the easiest way to get hurt.
Wait,
I can't,
really?
You should, no one, I should never be, I can't tell you the last time I got tickled, but I know.
Siri, remind me in 4 days to tickle John.
I will hurt you. I will, fight or flight, man. Listen, it's when you tickle me, it's basically like someone has to lose their lives and it's not going to be me.
What if it's the tickle monster getting you?
Yeah, I'll kill the tickle monster. Fuck that tickle monster.
He's unkillable. He's in my dreams too. Okay, hopefully new iPads this week, and sorry that there was no real... Well, the MacBooks were... We talked about that.
Well, this week's episode will be in person, and we'll make up for if this episode is bad.
Wait, we got to plan what equipment everybody's bringing, don't we?
Easy.
Do you have those stands still?
The who?
The mic stands, the metal ones.
Somewhere.
You should find those and pack them so we don't forget them.
That is smart. That is smart. I think do you not have one of them?
No, you took it back from
me. I took both?
You said you were gonna return it.
That didn't sound like me because we got...
That's true. That doesn't sound like you.
I will forget to return them, number one, but also we have used them multiple times since I could have returned them.
I think we've only used them once. And I think
we used them in person here and then we used them... Didn't we take them with us on our trips?
I think we forgot them. Let me check that in-person episode.
Genius Bar.
What a fun episode.
Well.
I'm trying to find...
I
just saw a thumbnail with Sarah Dici. I miss Sarah. I hope she's doing okay.
Sarah Dici rhymes with peachy. I guess we bring our microphones. And I'll bring those stands. And we bring good vibes.
Too, right?
Cameras, probably. Yeah.
Where is that episode?
Podcasts are stupid.
Why? Because they take so long? Oh, like, wait, you're right, John. We did bring... Okay, you're right. We brought them to the episode. I'll show you right here. A classic. Where you said I looked like a Make-A-Wish kid.
You are dressed like a Make-A-Wish kid. I'm sorry.
Dude, why do I look
true.
Younger there?
It's so true.
Oh,
did you say why do you look younger?
Like a week and a half.
It's been a stressful year. Really took its toll on us.
Dude, it has been a stressful year.
You know how people like show pictures of the president before and after they leave office? Yeah. They should show us how young we were at the start of Genius Bar and now.
Oh, this is where we talked about the cockroach.
It is where
there
we talked
is!
About. Yeah, there it is. There's the cockroach.
The cockroach was very scary.
Also, this episode goes down in history as the worst sounding Genius Bar episode ever made.
Oh, yeah, this one. I thought you meant the current episode.
No. The one that we're showing. It just sounded so bad. Couldn't have made it sound worse.
Wow. Okay, guys. We'll see you in the next episode.
See you next week. Bye.